something like 33 million of us work from home or a coffee shop at least once a month. And the whole idea of telecommuting just sounds like it saves energy. I mean, you're cutting out your commute, so you're saving gas. And it can save a lot of gas money. Sun Microsystems has what it calls an open work program. It allows employees to work wherever they want, from home or from a coffee shop, pretty much wherever. The company studied its teleworkers' habits in 2007, and they found the average employee working from home 2 days a week ended up saving $500 to $600 a year in fuel costs. But things are more complicated than that. Arpad Horvath is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of California, Berkeley. He studies teleworking.
For example, one might telecommute, but at the same time maintain an office at the company as well as at home, which of course means that now we have to support with energy and other inputs two offices rather than one.
So if you have a company office and a home office and you're using both, he says the energy savings might be kind of a wash because you're using more energy at home. And if you're not commuting, but you hop in the car to run a bunch of errands to get out of the house, you might not save that much gas. Horvath says for telecommuting to save the most energy, it can't be just a couple days a week.
The ideal situation is that somebody teleworks full-time, gives up the company office, and doesn't increase anything else in their individual lives. For example, doesn't travel more for pleasure or doesn't substantially change one's setup at home.
But for a lot of people, it just doesn't work that way. Surveys from the Telework Research Network show that less than 2% of Americans work from home all of the time. And experts say the main reason is it can be a trust issue for the boss. Rose Stanley is with World at Work. It's a human resources organization.
It's a cultural shift in an organization to go to that next level of managing without being able to see their employees. So that FaceTime is still a stigma, culturally speaking.
Stanley says bosses just need to be trained on how to manage remote workers. She says her boss pops up on an instant message board throughout the day just to check in. Another obstacle to full-time telecommuting is it's just you. There's nobody to talk to but the dog. So some telecommuters are trying co-working. It's a shared working space for people who would normally work from home. Mike Kessler is the co-owner of Work and Tile Exchange in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's a big open space with a coffee shop right up front. Kessler says the whole idea of co-working is instead of having dozens of individual home offices, there's one office that dozens of people share when they need to.
The environmental benefits are everybody needs the same thing to get work done. You need your Wi-Fi, a table, a chair, good coffee, a bathroom, meeting rooms. Not everybody needs those at the same time.
He says also the space is close to where people live so they can walk or bike to work. Some analysts think this kind of setup is where more of us are headed. But they say for most companies, telecommuting is not driven by energy savings. It's a business decision. It's more about retaining good employees and increasing productivity. If it saves employees some gas money, that's just a bonus. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.